This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Corporate Buzz podcast. Today we are going to talk about a lot of things that transpired in the corporate world this past week. To tell us all about it, I have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas. Hi, Prince.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Prince, what happened in the corporate sector?
So multiple things this week, ranging from what happened to Yes Bank to the multiple developments in Indigo.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had this huge job cut news coming from Cognizant,
right,
which I think has created a lot of nervousness in the IT sector.
Right.
So a lot of things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's begin with Yes Bank. Good news, in fact, for investors there.
Yes.
And for the bank, stock had tumbled, like, you know, over the past few months and, you know, bad news surrounding it.
Yes.
And now finally we see some recovery in the stock. So what exactly happened with Yes Bank?
So yesterday the bank said that it's got some investor interest,
mm-hmm.
which the management had talked about.
Okay.
But yesterday it definitely said about 1.2 billion investment, possible investment coming from a global investor. It didn't identify who the investor is.
Okay.
And there were a few names that were floating around. But I think it's best to get the confirmation from the company itself.
Right.
But yes, it's a huge positive news. And you saw how the stock reacted, over 30% shooting up. So it's very good because, one, it shows that there is some confidence in the bank.
Okay.
Now that it had raised money, but it was looking for more.
Mm.
So this deal means that it will get more money. It will improve its financial health. It can flow some money into the back to its business.
Mm-hmm.
And also the assurance that the fear that the bank may go into PCA,
mm-hmm.
and the RBI may put it on under PCA,
yeah.
That may not happen.
Okay.
So that's a huge confidence boost for the company.
Okay.
The quarterly numbers may not be that great. And later today that announcement would come. And there is a board meeting also.
Okay.
Some people were saying that the identity of the global investor may be revealed today,
okay.
but others saying it may take some more time.
Okay.
But still, it's a very positive news from the Yes Bank's counter.
Okay. As far as the bank's health is concerned, does it have too many NPAs? Is the financial condition of the bank bad, given that Rana Kapoor is almost not involved with the bank now?
Yes, yeah, so two different things. Rana Kapoor being not involved, market sees this very differently. Market
mm-hmm.
sees this in a very positive way,
okay,
ironically.
Mm-hmm.
On its financial health, yes, there have been concerns on both its capital adequacy ratio
mm-hmm.
and also an NPA.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the last quarter, we saw that the numbers were getting poorer on both the fronts.
Okay.
That's why this capital infusion will be very important for the bank.
Okay.
To, like I said, to put some money into the business and create the whole financial health of it getting into the better path.
All right, Prince, moving on to Indigo. It's placed one of the biggest airplane orders from Airbus, $33 billion there. Is it something that they see that the aviation sector in India is booming?
It is. It's quite a reflection of that
okay.
you know, numbers are really good. Even though the recent months we have seen some slowdown, but overall the Indian domestic aviation market is still one of the brightest spots for global aviation. And in that, surely Indigo is the one which has really been the most aggressive.
Okay.
And this $33 billion order is completely indicative of that. And it's huge because, you know, one, this number really increases Indigo's lead in the market. And
okay.
I mean, if you look at the total number of aircraft in India, overall it's around 600 something.
Okay.
Already Indigo has one third of that.
Okay.
And this order itself will take its whole Airbus fleet to 700 when it eventually comes.
Okay.
So it's a huge leg up for Indigo, yes.
Okay, but given the concerns, you know, raised by the DGCA as far as A320 NEOs are concerned, has Airbus addressed the issue since Indigo's placed the order?
So the last 2 weeks we had seen a lot of activities on that front. You know,
mm-hmm.
DGCA meeting Indigo, visiting its premises.
Mm-hmm.
And I think earlier today, or was it yesterday, that the Pratt & Whitney officials
mm-hmm.
and the engines are of Pratt & Whitney in all these Airbus. The officials from that company also met the DGCA. And just now the DGCA has said that it has given an ultimatum to Indigo, saying that 97 of its A320 NEOs
mm-hmm.
have to be replaced with new modified engines.
Okay.
Otherwise, it won't be able to fly these planes after January 31st. So, January 31st is the deadline.
Okay.
That's very important because 97 is a huge number.
Exactly.
You know, you have 247 planes, and you said talking about 97, which is about 40% of the whole fleet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a huge deal, and we have to see, the company is yet to officially respond to this directive. But surely this may disrupt some of its operations, and we are getting into that. We are in the holiday season, and the winter schedule is upon us, mm-hmm. and you're getting into the new year. So this is not very good. So, I mean, the week started with a very good news for IndiGo. We are ending the week with a much more somber
Okay. Prince, correct me if I'm wrong. IndiGo did announce their largest quarterly loss. And what's their, like, you know, they incurred losses. And now they placed this such a big order.
Yeah, so 33 billion surely looks huge when you say talking about such a huge quarterly loss on the other hand. Now, the payment here differs. You know, just like when you book a car or something, you do an advance payment.
Mm-hmm.
And when the delivery comes, you pay. But here in the case, even if IndiGo pays an advance amount, the delivery, the way IndiGo does it is very different.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a sale and leaseback model.
Okay.
It sells the airline, mm-hmm. The aircraft to a leasing company. And then IndiGo leases back the aircraft from this leasing company.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to really incur the whole bill of 33 billion.
Okay.
So that's how the whole amount gets deferred, and immediately you won't see the impact of it in the books of IndiGo.
All right, Prince. Now moving on to some bad news. Cognizant CEO Brian Humphries, let out word that 13,000 employees would be laid off. Why is this happening in the IT sector?
Yes, so it is indeed a not so pleasant news because, you know, Brian Humphries recently took in charge of Cognizant, and he's coming with his own vision of what he wants, you know, to do with Cognizant. And so he said that, you know, about 7,000 jobs will be cut, and another 6,000 would be cut because they are hiving off some of the non-core units.
Okay.
So in total, we're talking about 13,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian wants to save money, and through this, he will be saving almost $500 million,
wow.
which is a huge amount.
Right.
And then also talking about reskilling. So there have been news that many of these employees who have been let go were unable to reskill.
Okay.
And separately, apart from these 13,000, there are a lot of other employees who are being reskilled and will continue to be done so.
Okay.
But surely it's part of the whole vision that Brian has about Cognizant and how he wants to take the company forward. And probably this reorganization is an important part of that.
Prince, I also did read that there was a word about unionization of IT and IT-enabled services employees. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, sure. So there is this union or an institute called the Unite.
Okay.
And Unite has been asking for unionization of IT employees.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a debate which has been on for past 2-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And recently we saw some of the employees of HCL in the US, you know, also protesting because of income disparities there.
Okay.
So now after this Cognizant incident, there again calls for IT employees to form a union so that they can fight for their rights better.
Mm-hmm.
And Unite, this agency, has now called upon employees of Cognizant to join them so that they can fight for their rights. And going forward, this may play out because of automation, AI, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There could be more job cuts in this field. So Unite's point of view is that join the unions so that we can ensure job security going forward.
All right. Prince, thank you so much for all these valuable updates.
Thanks, Jerome.
Well, there you go. Prince spoke about good news at Yes Bank, where $1.2 billion is expected to be invested by a global investor. He did speak about, again, good news at IndiGo, where the Indian carrier has ordered planes worth $33 billion. Not so good news for Cognizant employees, where 13,000 employees are going to be laid off.
Now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as ₹289 for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer, which is available on Android and web, ends on November 7th.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In case you have any query and in case you want Prince to answer them, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.